We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shutfim Bekarka, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yudalid. This next piece is under a title Hilchos Matzronos, the laws of boundaries. Speaking about two people whose properties border one another. But at the same time, Rav Nosson Zal is continuing based on the same chapter on Likutei Moran we've been basing the halacha until now, and the same train of thought. V'zeh b'chinas mashatiknu chachameinu Zal din ben hametzar. Based on what we're learning here till now, we'll be able to understand a law that our rabbis have established, which is called dina de bar metzra, the law regarding a person who has land adjacent, right next to somebody else's property. Shehu koidem liknois hasode oyabayis hasomach lametzer shaloi. Whereby the person who owns the land next to somebody else's property gets first rights at buying that property when it goes up for sale. If Reuven decides to put his house or some of his land up for sale, and Shimon owns land right next to Reuven, Shimon gets first choice at offering a price. If somebody else offers a higher price, they can get it. But if it's for this, if Shimon is prepared to offer the same price as the highest bidder, it must be sold to Shimon. V'lamdu. Our rabbis learned this mi pasuk vaasiso hatoy vahayosher, from a pasuk in the Torah which says, "You will do what's good and what's right." Kimavur ba Torah nal, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran, shetzorich kol odom ledaber em chaveroi biira shamayim, that every Jew has an obligation to speak to their fellow Jew about Hashem, about respect for Hashem, lahachnis boy hadas hakodosh, to try to infuse that person with respect for Hashem, understanding of Hashem, whatever understanding you have, to share it with the other person. Ki bechol echod mi Yisrael yesh nekuda toivo shubchinas rebi legabi chaveroi. Because each and every single Jew has a unique goodness, whereby regarding that unique goodness, he could be a rabbi to the other person. He's able to teach this to the other person who doesn't have this. V'chein chaveroi negdoi. And so too, the other person has something unique that I don't have. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Umekablin Dain Mendain, we receive from each other. Avul Kemoishu Chayev Ladabram Chavayor Beira Shamayim, however, just as a Jew has an obligation to share his knowledge of Hashem with others, Kain Tzorech Kolechod Lekayim Ashekosav Shom Vasu Siog LaTorah. So too, each and every single person has a responsibility to follow what Rabbeinu Zal says over there about making a fence around the Torah. Shehu b'chinas siog l'chokh moshtika. As the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, a fence around chokhma is silence. Meaning, shetzrichen lishtoik b'mokom shetzrichen lishtoik. A person needs to be quiet when it's time to be quiet, so that the person shouldn't stray and get involved in questions and answers for which there isn't time, there isn't enough time to answer them. They're above the concept of time of this world. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, le'inyin horav ho'emes ho'isek lahachnes hadas. When Rabbeinu Zal there is speaking about great tzaddikim, the great, when they are teaching Torah, they must be aware of this, they must know boundaries, and they must know when to stop, what not to reveal, when to be quiet. And just like Rabbeinu Zal over there speaks about the tzaddik, Rabbi Nosson Zal says here, this applies similarly to every single Jew who's involved in this, in speaking to other Jews about awareness of Hashem. Sheyoyches gam b'midas hashtika, that the person should have the ability to be quiet when it comes to a place that he realizes that he can't explain or resolve the questions and the confusion that the other person has in his mind. And that silence, that ability to hold back, to be quiet, that's a fence around the Chochmah, which ensures the existence and the success, the continuity of the Chochmah and the Das. As the Mishnah says, a fence around Chochmah is silence. A fence means it protects the Chochmah. It ensures that the Chochmah will be safe and well. Ki kol echod mi Yisrael yesh loy gvul vegeder bifnei atzmoi bedaitoi. Because each and every single Jew has his own individual fence and boundary in his mind, lahasig ulahovin adagvul daika mashev shelo ulahovin, whereby the Jew is supposed to try to understand as much as he possibly can, up until a certain point, up until his boundary specifically. Whatever he's able to understand up to there is a mitzvah. V'osur loy laros esagvul. However, he is forbidden to transgress that boundary, to try to go past that boundary. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Bamufla mimcho al tidroish. In that which is wondrous to you, do not delve into it. Umachmaze yesh shinui deois harbe mo'oid bein kon odom lechaveroi. And it's for this reason that there are so many differences of opinion among Klal Yisrael. People think very differently from each other. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara tells us, She'omar Moshe l'Hashem Yisborach, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was about to pass away, he said to Hashem, Goli v'yadu alefanecho, shein daitoi shel kolechot v'yech shovel chaveroi. You, Hashem, know very well that no two Jews think alike. Tein lohem manhig, therefore, give them a leader, now that I'm leaving, give them a leader who will be qualified, who will understand how to relate to each and every single different Jew. They think differently. As the Gemara darshans on the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, Yifkoid Hashem Eloikei Horuchois Lechol Bosor. May Hashem, who is the master of the spirits of all different people. The Gemara says, why did it have to say that over there? Why didn't he just say, Yifkoid Hashem? Why does Moshe Rabbeinu say, Elokei Horucha Yisrael Kol Bosor? Because he wanted to make this point, that because the Jews are so different from each other, each one thinks differently, they need a special leader that can customize his thinking to each and every single individual. And as the Gemara also says, regarding the bracha that we make when we see a large gathering of Jews, or when we see a leader of a large community of Jews. And as the Gemara shows, when Ben Zoyma saw a large population of Jews on the Har HaBayis, he proclaimed, he made a bracha referring to this matter, that they're all so different from each other. Ki ikar tachlis hadas hu leida ulahakir beliboyes Hashem Yisborach. Because the ultimate level of das is to have recognition of Hashem in your heart. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'yodata hayoim v'hashevoisa el levovecho ki Hashem hu alekim. You will understand today and you will convey to your heart that Hashem is master of everything. V'zeh hadas hu rak l'kol echot k'fuman demeshar balibe. And that understanding of Hashem, that recognition of Hashem, is different by each and every single Jew. Each and every single Jew, according to how his heart operates, according to what his heart is capable of, that's the understanding and recognition of Hashem that that person has. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, on a pasuk in Esh Yischiel, where it says, her husband, her master, is known Basha'orim. The word Sha'orim means within the gates. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, within the gates of each and every person's heart. That's where Hashem is known. That's where the recognition of Hashem is. And by each and every single person, it's different. And as Rabbein Azal speaks about this in chapter 5, in the second half of Likut Imran, Al Maimar Rabbi Senazal, regarding the wording of the Gemara, Yesh Dai Be'eloikusoi L'chol Beria, that there's enough of Hashem for each and every single person. Shekol Beria Yeshlo Dai Ugvul Be'eloikusoi. This means that each and every person has a limit, a boundary, as to how much they can understand Hashem. To be able to understand up until that boundary. Ayin Shom Heitev. Look over there in Likut Imran chapter 5. Rabbein Azal expounds on this over there. V'noisef lozeh, and in addition to this, yesh shinuyim rabim mitzad ha-maisim v'ha-pa'ulois v'ha-midois shel kol echad v'echad. Besides the fact that people have different levels of intelligence, their minds work differently, their hearts work differently. Besides that, there are many differences among people based on their actions and based on their mitzvos, based on what mitzvahs they've done or they haven't done. Those also will shape the character of the person and shape the person's neshama. Ki kol echad kefi maisov umidoisov. Because each and every single person, based on their actions, based on the mitzvahs that they do or don't do, umidoisav, and based on their character, he's angry, he's arrogant, he's humble, he's sweet. Kein mesakein oy mekalkel klei hamoichen shaloi. That shapes and forms his klei moichen, the vessels of his brain, his ability to receive. They represent the boundaries and the limitations of each and every person, with which to be able to understand, get an understanding of Hashem. Paragraph Tesvov. V'chol echod. And each and every individual person, kifi hagvul shebedaitoi, based on the boundaries and limitations of their mind, kein yesh loy chelek be'eretz Yisrael. That also determines what corresponding portion the person has in Eretz Yisrael. Ki kol echod miYisrael yesh loy chelek be'eretz Yisrael. Because each and every single Jew has a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Because the main ability to recognize Hashem and to understand Hashem is specifically in Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom HaBeis HaMikdosh. That's the site of the Beis HaMikdosh. Shehu Kolul Mibchinas Hadas Shel Ben V'Talmid Anal. The Beis HaMikdosh, which is a composite of the different levels of Das, the son and the student, as we discussed earlier. Shezeh Hadas Meir Bechol Eretz Yisrael, that Das shines and spreads throughout Eretz Yisrael. Shemispashet Leshom Kedusha Sabeis HaMikdosh Ki Yadua. Throughout Eretz Yisrael spreads the holiness of the Beis HaMikdosh, as is known. V'alkein, and therefore the Gemara tells us, Aviro Eretz Yisrael Machkim, the air of Eretz Yisrael gives a person chachma, ve'ein chachma kechachma Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara also says there is no intelligence in the world. And again, we're talking about chachma digdusha. There's no recognition of Hashem in the world like there is in Eretz Yisrael. Kishom Iker Hadas HaKodesh Anal HaKroyis Yisporo. Because that's where the real Das of recognition of Hashem is to be found. Kama Yisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Kol Hador Beretz Yisrael Doime Kemish Yesh Lo Yolakai. A person who's living in Eretz Yisrael, it's like he has a Hashem. And a person who's living outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's like he doesn't have Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. V'chol echot mi Yisrael kefi shoroshoi u'kefi avoidosoi b'hasogas hadas hazeh ad ha'gvul shaloi. Therefore, each and every single Jew, based on where his soul is rooted and based on his efforts, the efforts he puts into to understand and gain recognition of Hashem as far as he possibly can go, up until his limits, kemoi kein yesh loy chelek beretz Yisrael. So too, that person has a corresponding portion of Eretz Yisrael. Ubishvil ze chotru v'yogu harbe kol echad miYisrael shiyo loy nachla v'chelek godol beretz Yisrael. And it's for this reason that every single Jew worked very hard to have a bigger portion in Eretz Yisrael, to get the best portion in Eretz Yisrael. Kimavura bekama mekoymois, as we find mentioned in many different places, hakoil bishvil lahasig yoiser hadas hakodesh hazeh. The purpose was not to have more money, not to have more oranges. The purpose was to have more of this das, to be zoicha to a greater understanding of Hashem, a greater recognition of Hashem. Shehu bechinas nachlas Eretz Yisrael. That's what the portion in Eretz Yisrael is really all about. V'ze bechinas loisasig gvul reyacho benachalosho asher tinchal. And this is also what the Torah warns us, the law of hasogas gvul, that you're not allowed to cross boundaries, go across boundaries into somebody else's property. Shehuzharnu beyoiser beretz Yisrael, whereby the Torah speaks about that law, especially in Eretz Yisrael. K'mo Yisham Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, Umuva bepirush Rashi, and Rashi in Chumash points out, Kishom iker isur hasogas gvul chaveroi, because in Eretz Yisrael, that we have this main issue, that this issue is so important, of not crossing boundaries into somebody else's property, also regarding mentally not to enter into the other person's boundaries. Because a person who goes out of bounds, outside his own bounds, into somebody else's bounds, that can lead to major problems, major destruction. To destroy his brain and his mind completely. And it's for this reason that every single Jew has to be very careful not to look too much at another person, at what another person is doing or what another person has. As we discussed this earlier, because even though it's a major mitzvah to speak to your friends about Hashem, and to have pity on another person, to try to help him get out of his sins and his mistakes and everything by enlightening him, by sharing some of your das with him, Kize Iker Yishuv Ha'olam, because that's called civilization, Rabbi Nazal says there. That's called turning an area into a civilized area, where the people there have das. Which das? Das how to make gas chambers? Das how to make Mercedes cars? That ain't no das. Das means recognition of Hashem. That's the real das. As Rabbi Nazal writes over there in Likutei Moran, that this is one of the major mitzvahs in the Torah, to share your recognition of Hashem with others. Afal pikein, despite that, tzorech li zoher moid sheyeh ho'esek letoiva v'loy l'ro. Person has to be very careful in doing this that it should be a positive experience, not a negative experience. It should benefit, it shouldn't do harm. Meaning, l'sakein, v'loy l'kalkel yosach Hashem, to improve things, not to make things worse. Shelo yizgal gil mizeh machloikes oy sinah chas v'shom, that by trying to reprimand somebody else, by trying to tell somebody else what they're doing wrong and to teach them about Hashem, that can possibly lead to machlokes, to people getting into arguments, oy sino or chas v'shom, people actually hating each other. Ki roiv hamarivois v'haktotois v'asinas chinam nimshach mizeh. Because the majority of fights and disagreements and unwarranted hate comes from this. It comes from people looking with a negative look at the other person. He sees what's wrong, he sees what's bad about the other person, what the person's doing wrong. He sees that the other person has a lot of bad character traits, until the person comes to a conclusion that I can't stand that person. I don't want to be near that. I don't have anything to do with them. I don't want to talk to them ever again. And when you're looking at somebody that way, they probably will look at you the same way. Ki kamayim haponim laponim, because the Gemara says that people's faces reflect each other like water reflects a person's face. Ad shenisoyer sinas chinam uktoto isponeim, until this leads to unwarranted hate and fights. Vezeh hanega motzui harbe ma'oid, and this problem, this terrible thing, is very prevalent. Rab Nosson Zal says, "V'hi shehichriva es beisenu," and this is what destroyed our Beis Hamikdash. K'mo Yishan Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma, in the Perek Shivas Shiva Yomim, "Shechurban bayisheni hoyo rak al yidei sinas chinam," that the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed only over one thing, unwarranted hate. Shebo al yidei anal, which is caused through what we just mentioned earlier, al yidei shemistakel beyoiser b'chaveroi, by people looking too much at the other person, analyzing the other person too much, and looking in a negative way. Ki be'emes tzrichin lodenes kol odom lekaf zchus, because the truth is, and the right way is, that a Jew is required to judge everybody else lekaf zchus in a favorable way. As the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Al todenes chavercho ad shetagi lemekoimoi. Don't judge the other person until you're in their shoes, until you're in their body. Which person has the ability to put himself in the other person's place based on that person's boundaries of das, based on what his limitations of das are? Which are what guide and drive his character traits and his actions and everything. You know what's in his mind? You know what the other person's going through or what they've been through? And therefore a person must strive to fulfill what we mentioned earlier, shehu va'asu siog la, to put a fence around the Torah, b'china siog lachoch mashtika, v'ikra dovor lishtoik b'mokoim shetzrichen lishtoik. And the main example of this is to know to be quiet when it's appropriate to be quiet, be'inyan chakirois v'kushiois sheyesh bedrochov yisporach, especially when it comes to questioning the ways of Hashem. Why is Hashem doing this? Why did Hashem do this to me? She'yef shulavinam, which it's impossible for us to really understand. Kize yodua, because this is a known fact, she'Hashem yisporach bi'atzmoi, i'yef shulasigoi, that Hashem himself, it is impossible for us to understand him. K'mo shekosev, as it says in the Zohar HaKodesh, leis machshovo tfiso boch klal, no brain has an understanding, a real total understanding of you, Hashem. V'omaroid, and it says further, v'les deyodaboch klal, and there isn't anybody that knows anything about you, Hashem. Rak nitan, about Hashem himself, literally. Rak nitan reshus, ledaber benifloisov umidoisov yisborach. It's just that we're given permission to speak about the wonders of Hashem, the miracles of Hashem, or the attributes of Hashem. Ad mokoim sheyochol kol echad lo'avon ledaber. Each and every person is allowed to speak about that until where they are allowed to, until their level of understanding. Kigam midoisov udrochav yisporach ef shelahasig kiim adagvul sheyesh lekol echad bedaitoi. Because even when we talk about the attributes of Hashem and the ways Hashem's actions, there also each and every person can understand it on their level only. Ukemoikein, and similarly, im zoiche, if a person is privileged, his mind, his brain, experiences and feels some of that light of Hashem, each and every person, based on the vessels that he has. As we mentioned before, the pasuk, noida b'sheorim bala, kol chad kefumanda meshara b'libe, that each and every person, based on what the level that they are capable of relating to Hashem and understanding Hashem. And that's something that a person cannot share with somebody else. A person can't tell somebody else, can't convey to somebody else exactly what they feel about Hashem. And a person can't even convey it to themselves. They can't even share that with themselves from one day to the next. Meaning, let's say on Shabbos, a person was zoicha that they had an especially, especially special Shabbos, where they felt a real closeness to Hashem. And when Daven Shmon Esrei was my best Shmon Esrei that I Daven. Come Sunday, come Tuesday, the person tries to go back there and they can't do it. They can't even remember. They can't put into words what they felt. They can't explain to themselves on Tuesday what they felt on Shabbos, what they were feeling then. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in the first paragraph of Sichoi Saran, Ayin Shom, take a look over there. V'alkein hizironu Rabbi Seinu Zal ein dorshin b'merkova b'yochid. And this is why our rabbis warned us that when it comes to speaking about secrets of Torah, secrets of Hashem, about the throne of Hashem, you're not even allowed to lecture on it even to one person. Elo imkein hoya chacham umeven bedaitoi. Unless that person's on a level that we can call them a chacham and a person who has real understanding in his brain. Ki hasogas elokus zebchinas maisa merkova. Because the term hasogas elokus, which means of a high level understanding of Hashem, that's synonymous with the throne of Hashem. That's those terms, maisa merkova and hasogas elokus, are similar. Ki hatzimtzumim. Because the preparations and the introductions and the constrictions which lead a person to hasoga selukus are the discussion about the throne of Hashem. That's the tzimtzumim. That's what leads a person. That knowledge leads a person to hasoga selukus. Al kein, therefore, even though it's a major mitzvah to speak to other people about Hashem, to try to increase everyone's recognition and awareness of Hashem, still, it must be done in a manner where you extend and you pull back. Kitzrichin rak ledaber b'nifloys av Yisborach, because we need to speak only about the wonders of Hashem. K'may shekosuv, as it said, we say every morning in Hoydu, sichu b'chol nifloys av. Speak about all the great wondrous actions of Hashem. That strengthens and fortifies our faith in Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Ledoir Vodoir Oidia Emunoscha Befi. From one generation to the next generation, we pass on our faith in Hashem with our mouth, by speaking about it, telling our children, and they tell our grandchildren. Uchsiv, there's another Pasuk that says, Chai Chai Hu Yoidecha. A person who's alive, a living person, he will praise Hashem. Ov lebonim yoidia el amitecho. A father to his children will convey the truth of Hashem. Ki mitzvah gedoilo sheyedaber kol echadim chaveroi b'nifloas Hashem yisborach. Because it's a major mitzvah for every single Jew to speak to his fellow Jew about the wonders of Hashem. Shekvar osu imonu, which Hashem has already done for us, Bechol dor vador, throughout all the generations, mimois Avraham adhena, from the time of Avraham Avinu till today, ubifrat mashosim onu niflois vaneroes betzias Mitzrayim umatn Torah, and especially the great, one awesome, wondrous miracles that Hashem performed when we left Egypt and when He gave us the Torah, ba'oisois nayroes, with awesome miracles, al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chein b'doirois shachrov, and so too in the generations that followed Moshe Rabbeinu. V'niflois ne'imus chidushei Torah shegil alonu b'chol dor, and also to speak about the wondrous, sweet revelations of Torah, which have been revealed to us in each and every generation, alidei tzadikei emes, through the true tzadikim of those generations. She'al yodom royin u'mevinim kol chad k'fom anu v'shar b'libei, whereby through, by speaking about those miracles, remembering those miracles and wonders, and studying the revelations of Torah, of all the tzaddikim, through that we get an understanding, each and every one of us on our level, to get an understanding of Hashem's great light. And through this, each and every person has the ability to share and inject his emuna, complete faith, into his fellow Jew. V'chein lekabel mechaveiro, and so too to receive from the other person. Aval etzem ha-hisnoitzitzus, i'efsher ledaber legalois lechaveiroi. However, the essence of what a person feels about Hashem, that's something that he can't speak to anybody else about, and he can't reveal it to another person. V'alzeh ne'emar, about that, the Pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 5, Yihyu lecho levadecho ve'ein lezorim itoch. That'll be for you alone and not for any strangers with you. V'alkein tzrichen lekayim siog lachoch moshtika anal. And therefore, a person has to also fulfill that requirement of silence, knowing when to be quiet, when not to ask, when not to answer, not to break through the boundary. As Hashem warned Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people before receiving the Torah, Hashem said, "Va'oliso ato v'aroin, you and Aaron HaKoyen will go up on the mountain, v'hakoyhanim v'ho'om." I'm sorry, Ato v'Aaron v'Koyhanim, you and Aaron and the Kohanim, v'ho'om al yersu la'vo yisil Hashem. But as far as the other people, they shouldn't dare cross the line of trying to climb up to Hashem. U'pirish Rashi, and Rashi Kodesh explains over there, Ato mechitzo li'atzmecha, you Moshe Rabbeinu are one partition, one boundary, v'Aaron mechitzo li'atzmoi, and Aaron HaKohen is a different boundary. He's got his own boundaries. V'ho'om, and the people have their boundary. V'kol ikar al yersu, and regarding each and every single one of them, to be careful not to overstep the boundary. U'kamoy kein yesh l'chol echod v'yechod gvul miyuchod b'daitoi, and so too each and every individual Jew has boundaries, limitations in his mind, she'osur laharos hagvul, whereby he's forbidden to overstep those boundaries. Paragraph Tezayin. Ki ikar ha-mitzvah v'achiyuv l'dabram chaver b'ir ha-shamayim, sheze ikar hadas, because the main mitzvah of speaking to one's fellow Jew about Hashem, which we said that's the real das, sharing recognition of Hashem and knowledge about Hashem, kama shekosav, as the pasuk says, reishis chochmo yiras Hashem. The first and most important chachma is respect for Hashem. Hurak laharchiv daitoi. The purpose of that is only to expand the mind. Ki hoikar lohoitzi es atzmoi ves chaveiroi mebchinas moichen de katnus lebchinas moichen de gadlus. Because one of the most important things is for a person to get himself and his friends out of a state of moichen de katnus, restricted, constricted consciousness, into a state of moichen de gadlus, expanded consciousness. As Rabbi Nizal discusses this in chapter 22, in the second half of Likut Imran. Ki tzrichin lirois ulehishtadel sheyizgadel v'yisrachev hadas b'yoyser b'chol ha'om. Because we need to strive to increase and broaden the das throughout the whole nation. Shezeh bechinas harchovas gvul Eretz Yisrael. This is the concept of widening and broadening the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Shehu bechinas hadas hakodosh, which represents this holy das. Bebechinas vehirchafti es gvuleich. As Hashem says, I will increase your boundaries, I'll stretch your boundaries. Uchsiv ki yarchiv Hashem gvuleich. Another pasuk where Hashem will broaden and increase our boundaries. Shezeo bechinas, this is what the pasuk says when Dovra Melech cries out to Hashem, and he says, min ha-meitzar korosi ko. Hashem, I cry out to you from my constriction, from my limitations. Shehu bechinas moichen de katnus, that refers to this state of constricted consciousness. Shemishom kol ha-yisurim v'hatzorim ha-meitzirim l'chol echot chasvshom. That's the source of all problems and suffering and constrictions that people go through. And what does Dovra Melech say there? Ononi ba-merchav ko. Hashem, please answer my prayer ba-merchav, by widening, by stretching, by broadening. Sheyotzosi me-merchav le-merchav, that I was zoichet to go out from my constricted consciousness and to go from one width to a further width, shenisrachev hadas. The das was expanded. Shaydeze nimtokim v'nizbatlin kol ha-metzorim ha-metzirim chasveshon. Through this are sweetened and eliminated all the limitations, all the boundaries, all the constrictions. Ki ikar kol ha-yisurim v'amaniyas mavodis Hashem Yisborach. Because the main suffering and obstacles that make it difficult for people to succeed in serving Hashem, heim ha-metzorim, are the walls, the boundaries, the barriers. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, kol roidfeho hi siguha bein ha-metzorim. All the persecutors, all the enemies of the Jews were able to get at us bein ha-metzorim, between the boundaries. Shezeo bechinas, this is what the pasuk says also, zois Yerushalayim besoich hagoyim samtiho. This is the city of Yerushalayim. I have placed it between among the goyim, among the nations. Besoich hagoyim samtiho. Usvivoiseho arotzois. And around her are countries surrounded by all kinds of different enemy countries. Shehein bechinas hashivim akum hasoivivim Eretz Yisrael. This also represents the 70 nations which surround Eretz Yisrael. Sheheim hametzorim vagvulim shesviv Eretz Yisrael. They are these boundaries and these walls that surround Eretz Yisrael. Shehu Bechinas Klal Kedushas Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is symbolic of the holiness of the Jewish people. So you have the holiness of the Jewish people surrounded by these barriers, these walls, these klipos, these goyim. Ve'elu hametzorim choitrim tomid al Eretz Yisrael la'arois hagvul chasveshon lichnois l'Eretz Yisrael. And these nations which are on our borders, these boundaries, are constantly digging, trying to, at Eretz Yisrael, to try to break through the boundaries, chas v'shalom, to enter into Eretz Yisrael, to take over Eretz Yisrael. Ad shebavoneseinu harabim gavra yodam, until unfortunately, due to our many sins, gavra yodam, they became very powerful, v'hichrivu es habeis hamikdash, and they succeeded in destroying the Beis HaMikdash, v'golu Yisrael me'artzam, and the Jewish people were evicted from their land. V'chol ze nimshach, machmashe Yisrael bi'atzmon lo yishomru es atzmon, milaroi sagvul shebein odom l'chaveiroi. What caused this? What allows the goyim to break through the boundaries, to break through those barriers to get at us? When we are not careful with each other to respect boundaries and not to break through boundaries to get to another person. Ad shehiskanei echod b'chaveroi. And when it came to Jews looking at what other people are doing and looking what other people have, this led to people becoming jealous of other people. V'nisraba sinas chinam b'bayis sheni. And this led to the great increase of unwarranted hate between Jews during the time of Bayis Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash. Shalidei zeh nechrav habayis. This is what caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, v'golom Eretz Yisrael, and we were chased out of Eretz Yisrael. K'mayishom Rabbi Yisrael Zal, as the Gemara says, avol adayin loy ovdo tikvosenu. However, all hope is not lost. Ki kedushas Eretz Yisrael v'Beis HaMikdash kayemes lo'ad. Because the holiness of Eretz Yisrael and the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash are eternal, are permanent, even in the state of destruction. Ad shonu mamshichem kedushas Eretz Yisrael gam b'chutz l'aretz, to the point where we're able to draw the holiness of Eretz Yisrael even into chutz l'aretz when we're there. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ki hafoitzim bagoyim, when I spread them out among nations, v'chizeirisim bo'arotzois, and I disperse them in many lands, vo'ehi lohem lemikdash ma'at. Hashem says, I will still be to them a minor sanctuary. Ki bechol mokim sheYisrael dorim shom hu bechinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because in any neighborhood or city where Jews congregate, where Jews live together, observant Jews, that place has an aspect of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, u'k'mayishakosav Admorzal, and as Rabbeinuzal writes about this in chapter 61 in Likut Imran, vi'ato onu tzrichin l'sakein mashikil kalnur aydei sinas chinam v'kinam achleikes. And now when we are in this exile, from the time of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, that exile is still continuing till today, so therefore now we have to work at fixing the problem. What caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? What caused our exile? This sinas chinam and kina and machloikes. Al kein tzrichen lizor b'chol anal. Therefore we have to be extremely careful regarding the things we mentioned earlier. Dahainu lehoiv es atzmoyim chaveroi. To really love every Jew. Ularachim olav moid. And to feel real pity for other Jews. And to make every effort possible to speak to other Jews about respect for Hashem. To try to share your knowledge of Hashem, your recognition of Hashem with the other person. Avol, however, but, be careful that it should be constructive, not destructive. Shaloi larois hagvul chasushon, not to cross boundaries where the person feels this is an invasion of my privacy. Who asked you? Mind your own business. Shezeu bechinas vasu siog la Torah. This is what the Gemara speaks about, making a fence around the Torah. Bechinas siog la chochma shtika. And for this, a person needs to learn a lot. A person needs to learn Gemara and Halacha to know what the boundaries are, what to speak to another person about, what not to speak to them about, and how to feel out if the person is ready to hear it or not ready to hear it, and to do it in a way that's not insulting, not to do it publicly. There's many laws and requirements in order to be able to do this properly. A person needs to learn that, and a person needs shimush chachamim, to watch tzaddikim in action, to watch how they speak to a person when a difficult situation, when they have to reprimand somebody, to see how they go about it in a way that should be only constructive, only have positive results, not negative, chas v'shalom. Paragraph Yud Zayin. Now Rav Nosson Zal leads into a discussion a little bit about Purim. A short while ago, in the previous year, he had touched on Hanukkah. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to have a few pages on the topic of Purim and how that ties into what we're learning about here. Paragraph Yud Zayin, V'zeh b'chinas parsha shkolim, shehu lechaper avoyin hoegel. Based on what we're learning here, we'll understand the significance of the portion in the Torah that speaks about each and every single Jew giving a machtzis ha-shekel, to give a half a shekel donation to the Mishkan, which was done to atone and forgive for the sin of the golden calf. K'mayisham Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara says, Ki ikar ovoin ze hoyo al yidei ho'erev rav. Because the ones who really instigated that sin were the Erev Rav, Shehizgabru Laharois Hagvul. They were the ones who became powerful and broke through the barriers. Shezeh b'chinas Erev Rav, that's what the term Erev Rav refers to. Shema'arvin daitom yachad, larov means to mix. They mix themselves up. Be'inyan chakirois belakusius baruch, regarding improper questions and analysis of Hashem, Shehu hahefech mamish mikidushas Yisrael, which is the exact opposite of the holiness of a Jew. Shehuzharu, we the Jewish people were warned, penyersu, be careful, respect boundaries, don't cross any lines. Kizeh darkom kesel lomoy shel hamechakrim, because this is the foolish path of these philosophers and scientists who do not believe in Hashem, shenim shochem yizuam aso erev rav. They come from this filth of the erev rav, shemisasfem bebote alimud horah shelahem, whereby they get together in their evil educational centers, lachkor beyedias elokus yisborach, to analyze and question Hashem's behavior. And this is what has led them so far astray as a result of their improper type of analysis and study. And this again is a reason why they're called Erev Rav. Rav Nosson says Erev Milosh mixture, because they're trying to mix things up. They don't respect boundaries. They don't know, they don't realize that each person has a different level of what they're capable of understanding about Hashem. And like Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Kutimran, that if somebody asks you a question and you answer that question, by answering that question, you bring up the next question, which could be that next question is a dangerous thing for that person. And not knowing that, just thinking we're free to question anything we want and analyze and try to answer any question, very often the questions are much better than the answers. And the person ends up retaining the doubt without really getting it resolved, besides all the other problems that come as a result of this. They try to mix up their minds regarding this recognition of Hashem, which is very specific to each person. And there are certain things that people are not allowed to discuss among themselves. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, v'loy b'merkava b'yochid. When it comes to ma'isa merkava, you're not even allowed to talk about it to another individual person unless he has certain prerequisites. But rather, we need to spend time speaking about Hashem's greatness and Hashem's miracles, all the good things He did for us. And it's through that kind of teaching that our rabbis have been able to imbue us with faith in Hashem. Whereas these philosophy classes imbue people with lack of faith in Hashem. Whereas they are the opposite of all of this. They try to erase, to get people to forget the miracles that Hashem did for us when we left Egypt, the splitting of the Red Sea, Matan Torah, and throughout all the generations. They deny those miracles, or certainly they try to ignore it, not to talk about that. But rather, they choose to analyze philosophically, using their minds, to analyze Hashem, in ways that Hashem cannot be understood, certainly by them. As the Gemara says, Kol hamistakel barbo dvorim roi loy shloi bo loylam. A person who tries to delve into four types of questions, better that they should not have been created. Shehem, what are the four types of questions? Malamala, malamato, what's above, what's below, etc. Vialke nekroim erev rav, and that's why this group of people, the people during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the people today, those who try to spread the reform and the new thinkers in religion, they're called Erev Rav, Shalidei Toz Chochmosom Hamo'oireves Omru, because as a result of their mixed up minds, they're mixed up about Hashem, they're mixed up about religion, Omru, they said, what did they conclude? Kum Asei Lanu Elokim, let's make a new Hashem. By starting to question and analyze what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said he was going to be here. Their questions, what did it lead them to? We got a great idea. Let's make a new Hashem. After these people had already witnessed incredible miracles, the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the miracles of the splitting of the Red Sea, the miracles of Mount Torah, still it didn't stop them from confusing themselves with philosophical questions, which led them to idol worship. V'chein ato, and the same thing is true now, today. Kol chochmosom horo hamuteis shel hafilosofim, all of the evil, mistaken ideas and ideologies of these philosophers, nimshach michachmei Mitzrayim kiyadua. It dates back to the thinkers, to the Egyptian philosophers, as is known, that they were the first ones, and they passed it on to the Greeks, who passed it on to the Romans, who passed it on to Rak she'oz nisu al yidei dei semorois lava davei dezora. It's just that in those days, their mixed-up ideologies led them to worshipping idols. V'ato, whereas nowadays, whereby the Gemara tells us that the Anshei Knesset Hagdolah, those great rabbis, got together and succeeded in wiping out the inclination for idol worship. They eliminated it totally. So therefore, nishar lohem rak shtus chochmosom lebalbel hu amun hakdoshe chas v'shalom. So all that's left, so these guys can't get people into idol worship. So what happens? Their silliness and their nonsense only results in confusing people's faith in Hashem, chas v'shalom, al yidei hachakirois shel chochmos yevonis shenim shach miyam kiyadua, through the philosophical thoughts and thinking and methodology of the Greeks, which came from the Egyptians, as is known. V'al kein, Hatikun al yidei shkolim b'shvil ma'isa mishkan. And therefore, what's the tikkun for this? The Jewish people donating these shekels to be used in the activities in the Mishkan. Ki ha-mishkan ve-kelov hu b'chinas gedorim u-mechitzois ve-kelim digdusha lehasig al yodom yediyas ve-munak doisha b'hadrogo u-bemido kolecho kifikvul daitoi. Because as we mentioned earlier, the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash and each one of the vessels in the Mishkan had to be made exactly a certain size, no bigger, no smaller. And this had to reach up to here, and this had to reach up to there. That's what the Mishkan and the Beis Mikdash are all about. It's all about boundaries and tzimtzumim, through which we can achieve a recognition of faith in Hashem, behadrogo ubemida, in a proper, measured way, each and every single person, based on the limitations of their mind. Shezeo bechinas, this is what the pasuk says in Chumash, ki siso es roish bnei Yisrael lefekudehem, when you'll want to count the heads of all the Jewish people, venosnu ish koifer nafshoi, let each and every person give a koifer, an atonement for his soul. Shehuzharu limno yisoysom yachad, whereby they were warned, the Jewish leaders were warned to count the Jews together, veloseis roish kol echad v'echad, and to lift up the heads of each and every one of them. Kiaf al pi shetzrichin lecholom uletzorfom yachad, because even though we need to combine the Jews and put them together in order to plug into Hashem, aval tzorich loseis roish kol echod v'echod aydei machtzis ha-shekel shenoysen kol echod b'fnei atzmoy daika. However, we have to lift up each and every individual head through the machtzis ha-shekel that each and every individual donates. Ki ze b'chinas machtzis ha-shekel daika. And that's why it had to be specifically a half shekel. Shenitzavino liten machtzis daika, a half specifically. Kitzorich sheyia hasogas hadas bebechinas rotzoi voshoiv sheyamoit ala mishkol. Because this concept of achieving an understanding of Hashem has to be two directional, going up and coming back down, which means a balance. There has to be a balance maintained, not to go too far on one side and too low on the other side. Bebechinas machtzis ha-shekel truma l'Hashem. The half shekel is truma, an elevation to Hashem. L'romei means to elevate. Sheyasig ve'yeda b'nefloisav kol ma'ashev sheleida. That on one hand, the person should be zeichet to understand and realize regarding the miracles of Hashem as much as we can understand. Avul cholilo laroi sagvul. However, not to overstep the boundary. V'kanal, as we discussed earlier. Vaydeze daiko yuchal l'chol olam yachar. And by following this formula, we have the ability to put all the Jews together. V'lo yeh bohem negef. And they shouldn't be struck by a plague. Shehu sitra demoisa, which is the angel of death. Shebo al yedei hakfirois chasashon, which comes as a result of the denial of Hashem. Shenim shochem eo erev rav, which was promoted by the erev rav. Umize nivne hamishkon vekelov. And it's from this half shekel, this recognition that we can't understand everything. We know boundaries. This is what was used to build the Mishkan and all the vessels of the Mishkan, Shehim Bechinas Mechitzos Ugvulim Vekelim, which represent partitions, boundaries, and vessels, Lahasik Olechad Asogos Ugvulis Baruch, to enable each and every single Jew to achieve an understanding and recognition of Hashem, Ad Hagvul Shebedaitoi, up until the limitations of that person's mind, Vishaloi Laharoi Sagvul, and not to overstep the boundary.